It's 111 at WJBC on the Midday Show. That music's not for me. I'm Mark Strauss, the TV guy on the radio. But we have in the studio with us, no, it's not him, but it's somebody who met the president. Spent some time with him recently during a vacation to Washington. It was by chance. It wasn't planned. Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center joins us for his monthly segment. You met the president of the United States. I want to hear that story.
Yeah, it was very cool. My wife's been wanting to go for a few years to Washington, D.C. She hadn't been since she was a child. So I said, well, let's take some grandkids. So seven of us went. And we spent 8 days there and saw, oh, there is so much to see in Washington, D.C. But from the time I got there, I thought, is there any chance that we might actually get to shake the hand of the most powerful man in the world? And on the last night that we were there, it just so happened that he was eating dinner when we walked into the hotel there. And so I figured out where he was going to exit.
You were staying at one of his hotels, the Trump.
We did.
The Trump
Hotel
in Washington.
Just one night. Yeah, they're expensive. So it was just one night we stayed there, which was by chance, too. I got a great rate on it.
Yeah, you got a half-price room.
I did. And it was the only night they had any availability, and so I took it. Because a cousin had said, stay there if you get any chance.
Oh, so he comes walking through, right?
Yeah. I knew he was up in the restaurant. I figured out where he would exit. I got some red hats for all of us so that he couldn't miss us, you know. There was no way to miss us. And then we went, and I said, can I just stand here, because I knew about where he'd go, for a while? And with my family, and they said, well, yeah, if the Secret Service doesn't kick you out. So we did. And then everyone started coming up behind us. It got to be about four deep, but we were right in the front there. And as he came down, about a half hour later, he came down from the restaurant and passed this little area and talked to us for about 15 seconds and shook my hand. And he shook several of the people's hands, and was just as nice as he could be. Melania was there; she smiled and waved at us, and it was an incredible experience.
I've heard stories about tour groups that go through the White House, and every once in a while, if they're going through a part of and they don't show everybody the entire White House. I've been on the White House tour, but every once in a while, the president will kind of cross paths with the tour group. Hmm. And I've seen on social media people who've been there for one of the tours when that's happened, and they've got pictures, but they'll talk about how, oh, he stayed and talked with us for 10 or 15 minutes and took pictures. And I remember, I guess he does that when they have the tours going through during Christmas time, and they've got the Christmas tree up and everything else. So you got to experience a kind of a smaller version of that.
I did. It was just incredible. We did take the White House tour, and I did reach over and touch one of the 100-year-old couches and got reprimanded. But President Trump or Melania didn't come down.
I've got a question for you now.
Yeah.
So you meet the president and you shake his hand.
Yeah.
You're a dentist.
Yeah.
Because you're a dentist, and he's smiling, do you look at his teeth?
I didn't. I was just so taken back by thinking the whole time, if there's any chance, trying to set myself and our family up, if there's any chance to get to meet, and it happened, I was just, you know, just kind of in shock. But I was alert enough to get out there and shake his hand and tell him I was the grandpa, so he said, well, grandpa, is, you know, and it's good to see you, and you've got a great family here, and so it was so nice.
You didn't look at his teeth.
I didn't look at his teeth. I had someone else ask me if he had a good, firm handshake, and you're just not thinking about anything else at that time. Yeah, I think he did, though.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center in our monthly Eastland Dental Center segment. We're usually talking about dentistry or some form of medical stuff, but he met the president, so you can't you can't go without telling that story. Yeah. All right, so you've got a story to tell for a while now.
Well, yeah, forever.
All right. And he's
so does my wife and my grandkids, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember anything else that he said to you or the group?
Oh, well, he just talked to the grandkids, and then he said, asked who the parents were, and he said, "You've got great parents," and then I piped up, "I'm the grandpa," and then he talked to me, and then shook my hand, and about 15 seconds, he was just there talking to us. He loved the hats, you know, he loved the hats, which, again, I did that because
You wanted to get noticed.
I wanted us to get noticed, and it worked.
Strategic.
It was strategic.
All right, we're going to take a break here. By the way, we've got a couple of pictures from Dr. Mike of the president from their chance meeting at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., posted on our Facebook page, our WJBC Facebook page, so you can see those. Now that we've talked about his chance meeting with President Trump while on vacation in Washington, D.C., let's get to this new appliance that can help your oral and overall health.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, breathing is the number one most important thing we do as human beings.
Can't live without it.
No, we cannot. Just try it for a few minutes. Swallowing is probably the second most important thing we do. And so the big problem, though, is most people breathe and swallow inefficiently. And usually that's because the tongue is in the wrong position. And there's a lot of different reasons for that, from bottle feeding to the pollution in the air to eating soft foods and 100 other reasons. But anyway, so all of the with the muscle tension in your face and the way the muscles contract and all and the posture that you put yourself in, all of the nerve that comes in through the oral cavity in the face can cause all kinds of different symptoms and problems for people simply because they breathe and swallow inefficiently because their tongue's in the wrong spot. And so, and things like numbness in your fingertips. You wouldn't think that, but some of the nerves come down through the muscles in the neck and chest area where you might be tense from an improper tongue position. Eye problems, obviously jaw pain and clearing your throat frequently. Just so many different types of problems. Even ear problems, head pain, migraines, etc. So some people, a fella in Washington, state of Washington, developed this tongue appliance, and he used it several years and then started training some other dentists about it. There are less than a dozen dentists right now over the last 10 years who have used this extensively. So it's not well known at all. But the results that they're getting of many symptoms are incredible.
How is this appliance put to use? In other words, how do you use it? What do you do with it?
You use it during the day. It fits over your teeth, and it changes the posture of your tongue.
So it's like wearing
a lower appliance. Like wearing a retainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, very simple, but it's very precision. And so it alters that position of your tongue
Can
for you.
Can you train your tongue with that to stay in that position later when you don't wear it?
When you don't wear it. Yes, you can. Now, you may need to wear it from time to time. And it depends on the individual, but a lot of people can then not wear it for quite some time.
Is it expensive?
It's about between $2,000 and $3,000.
So yeah, it costs some money.
So it's expensive, but if you're having all of these symptoms, or many of these symptoms, it can change your life. And so there are many videos about this from the person who came and began to train us this past Tuesday. Came over from Indiana. And you can see them. Go to YouTube.com and search for Dr. David Lawler, L-A-W-L-E-R. And he's got about 70 videos up there. And people say for the first time in their life, they feel like they can swallow well, or they can breathe better, or there's less tension. Their posture improves. There's no numb and tingling in their fingertips. Relieves jaw pain, relieves migraines. And so And what he does, though, is if you get no relief, there's a $500 fee. If you do get relief, then it's the full fee. And I think that's fair.
You've got somebody in your office that helps people with their breathing.
We do. Yes. And the reason, yeah, Lily.
Breathing, swallowing, posture, the things you're talking about.
Certified oral facial myologist. And that's why they saw me out. I'm the only dentist who's an active certified oral facial myologist in the world other than two in Japan. And so with that and my oral systemic background, they actually contacted me and said, would you look at this appliance? We're getting such amazing results. We think this needs to be gotten to more people. If we can get the same results for you and some of your patients and staff, would you help us get the word out? And I said, yes, I will.
Okay, so people can contact you for more information?
Yes, they can go to that website, youtube.com, search for Dr. David Lawler, and you can see about 70 videos. We'll be up and going with this probably in about 6 to 8 weeks, completely in our office. Mm-hmm. And I'm anxious and excited to take this to our community. You can get a hold of us at 663-4711 or go to our website, eastlanddental.com.
I just noticed you're wearing a White House lapel pin.
Well, yes, I had to get that. Actually, I got that before I met him. I got that the first day was our White House tour.
Mm-hmm. Highlight of your year.
Oh, easily. Well,
and
no,
you weren't on
no.
The, and you
my grandson was born.
You know what?
Who I'm going to go see now, my grandson Will, was born in January. But this is like so cool.
I think the only thing for you, Dr. Mike, because you're such an avid and accomplished golfer, would be to have met him on the golf course, one of his golf courses.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
They're nice golf courses, I hear. I've never played one.
All right. Hey, nice segment today, and we'll talk to you again in a month.
Look forward to it.